Good morning, traders. I am Emily Bonney, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Friday, April 12th. We kick off earnings seasons with the big banks today, amongst other high-profile companies. Yesterday, stocks recovered from inflation-induced sell-off on Wednesday. The Nasdaq climbed 1.68% to close at a new record, and the S&P 500 advanced about 0.75%. The Dow ended in the red, just barely shedding 2 points or 0.01%. Bill, let's get into Friday action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. We're moving lower, down 0.26%. A lot of international events at play this morning. China is telling its telecom firms not to use foreign-made chips. You're seeing some weakness in Intel and AMD as a result. The Biden administration added six Chinese companies to its blacklist. There's news reports that Iran is expected to launch a retaliatory strike within days. And that's causing, oil prices to move a little higher, recovering from yesterday's losses. And, of course, we got the first quarter earnings season kicking off and the big banks are reporting. So, you take a look overseas and, the DAX is higher. The DAX is up 0.86% or 153 points. The FTSE is up 111 points. That's 1.4%. And the CAC is up 63 points or 0.8%. In Germany, you had consumer price inflation slowed to 2.2% in March from, the February reading of 2.5%. In London, markets are responding to an uptick in services and manufacturing data. Then we're looking over at what happened last night in Asia. And Asia was kind of a mixed bag, I guess. The Nikkei was up 80 points or 0.2%, but Hong Kong fell 373 points or 2.81%. The issue in Hong Kong is China's March exports and imports figures. They missed the estimates by wide margins. And then, China, the Shanghai market, well, it was down 14 points, which is about 0.5%. But there's a PBOC meeting on Monday. Expectations are for no change in monetary policy, but we're just waiting on them to, announce some stimulus, which we do think is, forthcoming. We're keeping an eye on oil this morning because oil is, in a bull trend right now. You got WTI at $86.27 a barrel. That's up 1.47%. Brent is at $90.88 a barrel. That's up 1.27%. The IEA cut forecast for oil demand growth this year and said that the pace of the expansion is set to further decelerate in 2025. But, right now it's all about the retaliatory strikes that are coming, from Iran against Israel. I hear that they're going to be looking at the embassy in Jordan, but I don't know if that's going to happen or not. That could just be talk. But we'll have to see if this escalates, but this is causing volatility in oil this morning. And that's what I have for you in terms of a morning market update report, Emily.
Bill, we both mentioned it, Q1 earnings season officially kicks off today with big banks and a couple of other names. We're going to get into earnings action now. Bill, what is going on in terms of earnings?
Let's talk about, the earnings that have come out this morning. There's a number of them that, are hitting the tape. Let's see. We start off with Citigroup, Citibank, the ticker C is in Charlie. They beat by 36 cents on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 1.66% this morning. We got JP Morgan, ticker JPM, John Paul Mary. They beat by 81 cents, but it was done on lower revenue. Stock's down 2.52%. A Wells Fargo, ticker WFC, William Frank Charlie, they beat by 20 cents and they did that on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's down about 0.86%. It did tick higher there. It's going back and forth. We'll have to wait and see how the day goes. And, we're waiting on the Progressive ticker PGR. Their earnings are also coming out this morning. Their EPS is $2.96. Expected move there is like 4.92%. It should be released any moment now. In terms of upcoming earnings, Monday morning, you got Goldman Sachs, ticker GS, Gray Sam. EPS is $8.66. Expected move is 4.32%. You also have Charles Schwab, ticker SCHW. EPS is 0.74. Expected move is 5.33%. And MT&T Bank, EPS is $3.12. Expected move is 5.34% when they release on Monday morning, Emily.
And Bill, there's no doubt that economic events like economic reports and Fed speak are playing a big role in the overall market sentiment. We're going to keep track of those day in and day out right here on Newswire for you. So let's get into the day's economic events. Bill, what is going on there?
8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we get import and export prices. 10 a.m., we get the University of Michigan consumer sentiment report. Then at 1 p.m., we have the Baker Hughes rig count. Fed speak, 1 p.m., we're hearing from Kansas City Fed Bank President Jeffrey Schmidt. At 2:30, we're going to be hearing from Atlanta Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic. And then at 3:30 p.m., we're going to be hearing from San Francisco Fed Bank President Mary Daly. So, you know, we have a number of good Fed speak. I mean, yesterday, Susan Collins spoke at the Economics Club in New York, and, you know, she kind of is highlighting the uncertainties related to the timing and the need to be patient with rate cuts. So we got to be a little cautious there with the most recent Fed speak, Emily.
And Bill, you're keeping track of all of that, as I mentioned, using your Newswire, gathering that information as it comes out, just like those earnings. You have an alert set up so that you see the earnings as they come out. You can be ahead of the market instead of trailing behind. The other things you're watching this morning are things like shareholders meetings, other catalysts like your FANG stocks, your Dow 30 stocks, looking for news items that may be moving those stocks today. So, Bill, what else do you see is possibly moving the markets today?
I'm just doing a quick data check this morning. We're seeing a mixed bag to lower in the Dow stocks. The FANG stocks, you've shown some gains in Netflix and Amazon, but everything else is trading a little bit lower. We're looking at some of the news behind the tape, like Apple is set to ease restrictions on iPhone repairs. You know, Netflix is higher because it's a couple of positive broker notes came in this morning. You know, Tesla, on the other hand, you know, the stock's down, you know, about the 0.75%. Brokers are lower on price targets on the stock this morning. In terms of Dow Jones 30 stocks, Apple lost its bid to throw out a UK lawsuit on behalf of app developers over app store fees. Intel, weakening due to the China instructions. They have telecom stop using foreign chips. That's hurting AMD and Intel this morning. You know, in terms of guidance news this morning, let's see what we have here. I'm not seeing much guidance news from the banks this morning. That'll come out a little later, I'm sure. All right, let's just talk shareholders meetings. Ticker CGTX, Charlie Grace, Tom X-Ray. This is Cognitive Therapeutics. They're holding a discussion today on the evolving landscape of Alzheimer's disease. Might be one to pay attention to. In terms of catalyst calls, Cisco, ticker CSCO, Charlie Sam, Charlie Oscar, Citibank opened up a 90-day positive catalyst watch on the stock. Then we're looking at the ticker TEAM, T-E-A-M, Tom Edward Apple Mary. Citibank opened up a 30-day negative catalyst watch on the stock. And ASML, European semiconductor, Apple Sam Mary Larry, there's a positive catalyst watch from Citi. That's like the top pick in the sector, so it's one to keep an eye on. But that's what I have for you about news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswire.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
Let's take a look here. You know, honestly, I'm looking at roadblocks this morning, ticker RBLX. You know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, they're said to be ramping up their push to attract ad dollars. You know, I like it. You know, I like the idea of what they're doing there. I mean, I look at yesterday's call volume, 16,996 versus 10,408. That's positive. I look at the major brokers. They are increasing price targets on the stock. So, yeah, and yesterday the stock was, you know, a little weak, and I think that should help the stock this morning, you know. But in terms of a price target, I want to get in 38.75, 38.90. That's kind of my pick of the day. Roadblocks, ticker RBLX, Richard Boy, Larry X-Ray, Emily.
Roadblocks it is today. We will follow that along with you. And coming up before we sign off for the weekend, we will check in on yesterday's pick of the day and do a recap on that. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
I just want to, you know, throw out a news item. Progressive reports Q1 EPS of $3.94. Street estimate was $3.17. That's a nice beat. Stock's trading higher off of that big beat this morning. Okay, what else do we see here on the hot news? JP Morgan, they beat in Q1, but shares are sliding on their NII guidance. Citibank says balance sheet strong across the board. Yeah, that's what we're seeing too. Bank of New York, Accenture announced a collaboration. Ticker BK, Boy Kilo. Ticker ANVS, Apple, Nancy, Victor, Sam. They have an Alzheimer's study going on, and the vols are really high heading into that phase 2, phase 3 study, which that announcement is expected this month. ANVS, Apple, Nancy, Victor, Sam. Key thing here is Alzheimer's study and elevated volatility should continue to increase as it gets into the event. After the event, all bets are off. You never know. But going into it, it's blue skies and good winds. NVS, Nancy, Victor, Sam, EU regulators found no suicide risk linked to Navarro's Wegovy weight loss drug. Fortnite, the video game maker of Epic Games, they make Fortnite. They urge a judge in California to force Google to open up its Play Store to greater competition after a judge found the U.S. tech giant Google had abused its power as a gatekeeper for apps on the Android mobile platform. Boeing and Southwest, listen, the Southwest is only expecting about 20 deliveries, of their 46 planes that they have on order. Yeah, Paramount Global, Paramount Global investors are speaking about a possible merger with Skydance Media, calling the U.S. media conglomerate to look at other options and to treat shareholders equally. Because it's not equal. Sherry Redstone controls the voting rights, and she wants her $2 billion. So you pay her, and then, it doesn't matter about anything else because she has 70% of the voting rights. So she's guaranteed to be the decision maker here. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we sign off for the weekend, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Progressive. We just heard during your segment there that you caught their earnings, a beat there. One of the benefits of Newswear, you got them right as you came out. You did point out the stock is climbing already this morning. At last check, I saw it up more than $7, nearly 4%. Bill, how did your call work out?
It worked out great. I mean, PGR, Paul Grace Richard, came through just like we thought. I mean, listen, yesterday it was not a great day. The stock opened up at 206.25 and it fell all the way down to 202.09. I got in at the 203.37 and I'm just sitting on it. The stock wound up closing at 202.26. But I'm watching the option data. The option flow is still positive. And that's one of my indicators. And I'm like, it's still strongly positive. So, I'm not willing to walk away. And I held on to it. And I'll tell you, during the broadcast, I sold out at 208. So, I made good money on it. Progressive, PGR was a good win. Very thankful this morning, Emily.
Bill, our listeners are getting those wins in real time here this morning, and we will check in with you on Monday about today's Roadblocks Pick of the Day. Bill, thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here Monday and each weekday morning next week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Advani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.